Jim DeBoard has lived in Wrangell for 3 years, working as an occupational therapist. He worries about his job because of the Wrangell Medical Center's finances.
There have been nights I've literally lost sleep.
He's married and has a baby. His family does not want to have to move from Wrangell.
Yes, I value my job, but I also value the ability to take my child to the emergency room, and we don't want to lose that.
At a public meeting, Serge said the native nonprofit would build and operate a new hospital on the land surrounding its current clinic. Dan Neumeister is the senior vice president for Serge. He assured the crowd that the new hospital would offer all the current services offered at the existing facility, and that Serge would take over the liability of the existing hospital until the new one is up and running.
We're very supportive of taking the financial responsibility for your hospital.
The plan is pending architect's designs and a liability estimate, but both parties know what they are getting into and are ready to move forward. The acquisition could be finalized as early as mid-May. It would take up to 3 years to construct the facility. The city says the offer could not have come any sooner because the 50-year-old hospital is structurally and financially falling apart. There are electrical, roofing, and plumbing problems. The foundation is sinking into the ground. Josh Riplinger is one of the architects designing the new hospital.
You know, there are areas where you're one break away from having to stop services temporarily till you fix it.
The city received an estimate for a new hospital at $50 million. City manager Lisa Von Bargen says that's too high of a price tag.
It's just not something we should do.
Plus, the hospital is not making enough money to sustain operations. At its best, it has about 30 days operating reserve available to pay for services and salaries. In the fall, that reserve dropped so low, the city wrote a last-minute line of credit for $250,000 to keep the hospital going. CEO Robert Rang attributes this struggle to state funding cuts. The state reimburses the hospital for less than it costs to pay for patients on Medicaid, and Wrangell's patients are predominantly on public insurance.
We are losing money. We're past hemorrhaging. It's a downright poor. Financially, we can't go much longer.
Of the almost 100 Wrangell residents in attendance, those who spoke expressed their gratitude for Serge's offer. Christy Jameson says the town's economy could tank if the hospital closed.
Can you imagine not having a hospital and losing all those employees and their families?
It employs over 60 full-time workers who own houses and shop locally. She likens a hospital closure to when the sawmill went away.
I don't want to even think about that.
Rural hospitals across the nation are feeling the same pressure. 80 of these critical access hospitals in the U.S. have closed since 2010. Neumeister says Southeast is no different.
And so the impact that you're seeing to Wrangell Medical Center is the same impact that Petersburg is seeing, the same impact Sitka Community Hospital is seeing. Just about every small hospital in the United States is having significant problems.
If Serge and the city sign a deal, the city would no longer be liable for health care in Wrangell. Instead, a local board of representatives would act in an advisory role. Serge acquired the local clinic Alaska Island Community Services last year. There were concerns that services and jobs would be cut, but AICS founder and former CEO Mark Walker says the transition was smooth.
And they were true to their word with every single person that I'm aware of.
Serge says there would be no layoffs. Architects will come back to the city and Serge with hospital designs in the next few weeks. It would take 2.5 to 3 years to build the hospital. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.